Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." When I prepare to speak to people, I'm always guessing, after reading, study, and reflection, what will convey something of the feelings and convictions that arise out of the Scripture. And this is no less true for the theme of the yoke. Jesus is speaking, of course, of that refreshment that comes when we embrace wisdom and Torah, when we finally get it right with the choices in our lives. He is gentle and humble, and his yoke is easy. To establish a link with the truth of God is a powerful experience, and when the fit is just right, it can seem easy, even natural. Yet it can take sometimes most of a lifetime for us to make such a connection, especially if we've been bedeviled by arbitrary rules and authoritarian leaders. Sometimes it's even worse to have leaders who are timid or even fearful before life's challenges. A good yoke for me was going to Kenya as a missionary. As you hear my voice today, I'll be in Moshi, Tanzania, just below Mount Kilimanjaro, at the ordination to the priesthood of Jude Thaddeus Mnasi, one of my former students and novices. As you can imagine, I anticipate this to be a most joyful situation. A missionary must always be a bit of an outsider and a learner. You're always discovering fundamental things that you might assume you should have known from the very beginning. To my way of thinking, a missionary has a double role. First, the work at hand, and then secondarily, he or she must go back and forth between cultures and peoples to help build a more generous and useful point of view. In doing so, it is possible to encounter some of the richness of our Catholic way of doing things. And as I was saying, one of the delights of being a missionary is that you can accomplish some small things. As a missionary, you get to create some of the circumstances and responses that allow you to act like a Christian. There are a whole lot of circumstances I cannot control, but at least I can do that. I can do this or that project. A project that can make a great deal of difference in the lives of ordinary people. In Kenya, the Catholic missionary effort early on established schools, and even 100 years ago looked to the economy as missionaries experimented with crops and brought hands-on medical aid to people without such resources. I think of the parish clinics that even today are in the desert, and the rough airfields on parish grounds to ferry people to hospitals for major medical needs. Against the weight of poverty and world market conditions, there are many things we cannot do. But there are small things that you can do that change lives. Early in my time in Kenya, I gave retreats to students and adult religious, and I had the opportunity to travel to small, isolated villages up in the desert and all around the country, in this sometimes severe but very, very beautiful country. The work was enjoyable, but as is more often the case, it was the people who made all the difference. Today's gospel phrase, "My yoke is sweet," brings back memories, because I found that the people were best described as having a certain sweetness of temperament. And as I traveled to other parts of Africa, I found that my impression held up. There is indeed a certain sweetness of temperament among the Kenyan people. I ask you to pray today for my brother Jude, who's being ordained. I ask you to consider again that yoke of Christ which animates your life in praise and service. And I ask you to share in my joy that experience of Jesus that cuts across all boundaries and returns to us enriched by the experiences, the loves, the sweetness of other people. A truly Catholic experience. As our cultures are just now starting to tackle problems of global issues and so on, it's good to remember that our brothers and sisters already pray with and for us each day, and that the yoke we share in Christ is leading us to a certain rest and refreshment, a measure of sanity. This sweet yoke of Christ is part of the joy I would share with you today.